Hello, everyone. Lovely to be with you all. So, welcome, welcome yourself. Welcome your experience. As it is, as it seems to be. It doesn't matter much what's appearing on the screen when you recognize yourself as this effortless presence, not as an image on the screen, not as a stream of thoughts and memories and mind activities, but as this formless presence, which is your true self. Which is the only self the only reality which appears to itself and from itself as world, body, mind. So invite yourself to this simple recognition that this ordinary awareness is extraordinary, that it is your reality, that it is the peace that knows itself, seeks itself, and finds itself in this moment, which is not a moment in time. Beyond words, beyond time, that is the welcoming. Whatever appears to you effortlessly. There is nothing that you do or need to do. In simply being, in pure being, in the the simplicity of being, in the effortlessness of being. You are that. You are that beingness. So you can invite your body, mind, invite your experience to rest. Notice the gentle breath. Various sensations in your body. Whatever thought may appear to you. You can let go of the past for now. Meaning to be not knowing. Or to simply be. Notice how being or awareness knows it is. Reality is self-knowing. Without any mind activity. I am. And I know that I am. Directly, without needing to refer to the past or the future, without needing to refer to anything phenomenal. And presence, which is peace, is always available to us. It's available to us since we are that. The world body mind is a movement, a sort of flow, the flow of thinking and sensing and perceiving. And this flow appears in that which does not move. And you are that. The eternal aspect. The non-movement aspect, which takes on the form of movement within itself and from itself and to itself. Without ever becoming a movement. That is the paradox, that the reality of movement does not move. Out of habit, we refer to ourselves in a phenomenal manner. We refer to ourselves as a body mind, a son, a daughter, a person. We refer to ourselves via the past, and the body mind get engaged in activity. Trying to figure out how we can secure safety for that imaginary character. And then suddenly we realize, oh, I am not what I believed myself to be. I am not a body-mind conglomerate that I perceive. That my children are not my children. They are the children of this body mind. that my mother and father are not my mother and father. They're the parents of this body mind. In this glimpse, I recognize myself, my true self. To be the formless awareness and not a vehicle, not a body-mind instrument. This habit may be a little difficult to kick, the habit of being somebody, but that's okay. There's no rush. God is not in a hurry. She doesn't have an appointment. There's no schedule, because it's always now. Now meaning it's always awareness, taking on the form of a thought, a sensation, taking on the form of life and family and world events. And it's all awareness. It's all formless and real as awareness, as consciousness. So all these contractions that were stored in the body mind slowly and gently release and relax, liberate themselves, or are liberated from the me belief and the me feeling. And we learn to distinguish, to discriminate the viveka between that which is and cannot not be, and that which comes and goes. When we refer to ourselves as a body-mind, we're referring to ourself as that which comes and goes. But I refers to that which does not come and go. There is a discrimination that is essential. In order for our innate freedom to reveal itself in its totality.